everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. You might notice I have a co-host today. I don't think he's going to last very long, but this is Luca. Remember my itty-bitty chihuahua babies? This one got huge. And he's the bestest boy. And he was insisting on coming in here. He loves to be in my office. And lately, when he gets locked out so I can do shows, he cries and digs at the door. So he's in. And then he has to be held right before the show started. So I went, well, I guess you get to be the star of the show. I think he's ready to get down, though. Here you go. Okay, we had a scene. He tore my headset off when he jumped down. He doesn't want to be on the radio. Oh, hey, guys, and welcome. It is the 10th of December at about 11 a.m. Pacific time if you're listening live. But if you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you. I want to let you know I'm over in the chat room. You can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. And you'll find my banner there at the top of the page. And you'll see other people there as well. You're welcome to comment there, ask a question there. But if you'd like to watch the live stream rather than listen, you can do that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook. Look for Katie Weaver, Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the live stream there. And if you're commenting in one of the live streams, rest assured, I see those comments too. So I should see everything. I miss things sometimes, just, for due to human error, but I will do my best. What a week it has been. My gosh, wild in my world. So on Friday, we drove to Boise and went to the Mountain West National Championship, or the Mountain West Championship football game. You're probably tired of hearing it, but I've said it 1,000 times. I'm a huge Boise State fan. Also, all three of my kids have gone to or are currently going to Boise State. I'll be honest. One of my biggest regrets is that I didn't. I wanted to go to Boise State. I went to Boise State's campus when I was in high school for a band thing and absolutely fell in love with it there. But I didn't have the courage to move that far from home. So we didn't. Scott and I got married. We moved to Pocatello. We hated it. That was too far, which is only like 1.5 hours from home. And turned around and came back. And we've been here ever since. But I always wanted to go to Boise State. So I'm really happy that my kids did. I hope I didn't push them to have to go to Boise because I love Boise so much. But, you know, they've been going to Boise State basketball games and football games since they were little because we love them. So anyway, Mountain West Championship, they won. It was amazing. They're now in the college playoffs for the first time, which is absolutely amazing. Like the national playoffs for the first time, which is amazing. So pretty fun stuff. But something happened during the game that I cannot get over. It is so funny. Also, though, I hope this girl is okay. So, because, you know, in the world of the internet, nothing's temporary anymore. And this girl, oh my gosh. So Boise has a dog. You know, a lot of teams do. They have a tea dog. So when they kick off, they have a dog that they send out to fetch the tea. Pretty common. And if you've ever been to an NFL game or a college game, in between, there's a ton of commercial breaks, like a literal metric shit ton of commercial breaks. And so they're always doing things during those commercial breaks to keep people engaged, you know, because it can get boring and very, very long. And did I mention it was 26 degrees outside Fahrenheit? It was really cold. So anyway, one of the things they do is in one of those breaks, they have a race between the tea dog and a fan. And so both of them, they set loose at the same time. And they have to run down to a certain spot, pick up a tee, and run all the way back, right? Pretty simple. Well, in this instance, the tee dog ran down and grabbed the tee. She overran it, missed it, had to come back for it, and kept going. The girl, and she was an UNLV fan, which made it worse. She wasn't a Boise fan. She was in enemy territory. And she ran down, she grabbed the tee, she turned to run back, and just completely ate shit. Fell flat on her face on the blue turf. Just, I mean, absolute face plant. There's like 37,000 people watching this scene, and, you know, the crowd explodes laughing. She hops up, does it again. Flat on her face. Oh, dear God. Then she finally did get up and finish the race. She lost by a mile, but she at least finished. I mean, good on her for that. But you guys, it was so damn funny. So, but I feel sorry for her now, because when it happened, my daughter said, oh, no, that's going to be all over the internet. Well, I've seen it now on TikTok. I've seen it on X. Yeah, it's all over the internet. Oh, what a mess. Anyway, so I hope she can. I hope she's laughing about it. I hope it was funny to her. I hope. Because that was damn funny. But yeah. What complete and total humiliation in front of a huge crowd of people. Anyway, that's all. But Christy and I also went to Wicked this weekend. Have you seen Wicked yet? Oh my God. Those are the tiniest women with the biggest voices. Where does it even come from? Amazing. It was really, really good. I loved it. I cannot wait for the second part of it. My hair is driving me crazy, if you can't tell. This is what I get for having wet hair and not planning. Well, not a great way to get your 15 minutes of fame. No. The last time I saw that race, it was against a Boise State fan, a man, and he won. The dog dropped her tee 2 or 3 times and had to go back for him. And he actually won. Not this time. No. Anyway. Yeah, Wicked was awesome. Loved it. Loved every second of it. But this morning, and the reason I have wet hair is because I was practicing a cookie that I'm planning to make for Cookie Day. So Cookie Day is on Saturday. And if you know me at all, you know, over the holidays, what even is this? I'm about to make Scott bring me a hairbrush. Why is this happening? Oh, well, that's even dumber. Oh, good God. Okay, well, it's going to be what it is. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Leave it to my hair to pull something like this. Anyway, so Cookie Day's Saturday, and that's a day where we all, like my daughters are coming home. We all get together. Some of the boys come too. It's not just for the girls, but we gather at my sister Kara's house because she has the biggest kitchen, and we all bring 2 or 3 cookies or candies that we're planning on making, and bring all the ingredients and, you know, pans and bowls and stuff. And then we spend the entire day cooking, helping each other get all of our stuff made, and then divvied out so that we all have plenty of treat boxes to take home to give to neighbors. Like, we just do it all together so that then we can just hand out all of our stuff, and it just, it works out really well, and it's a lot of fun. So, and we all really look forward to it. And we order lunch, and we just, you know, we drink wine all day, and like, what could not be great about this day? However, I have made the mistake a time or two of bringing an untested recipe and having a disaster. So this year I went, I do want to try new things. I do not want to have a disaster, so I'm going to practice at home. I showed you the candied oranges I made a couple weeks ago that I am going to make a cookie day. So I saw this recipe, and you guys, they were darling. They were these darling little reindeer. That they were a cutout cookie. You make them with puff pastry and Nutella, powdered sugar stuff. Anyway, they're adorable. And I went, well, that's, I could do that. And that's pretty easy. Sometimes I do too much on cookie day and wear myself out too much. And like, I don't want to do that. So I already actually ordered cookies from a good friend that, one of my old daycare kids that has a cookie business, and she sends you a kit. So those cookies are already made. The frosting's made. The stuff's all there. So all you have to do is just thaw them out and decorate them. So I have those. I'm going to do my oranges. And I was going to do these cookies because simple. But you got to try them, right? You can't just show up. So I made them this morning. So I'm going to show you a couple of pictures of how they turned out. So this is them. Oh no. Uh, There's all of them. All right, here's what I'm going to say. On taste, they were a 10 out of 10. They're already gone. Between Scott and I, they're gone. The whole first batch, we ate them all. They were amazing. But what even is this? I would love to lie and say Scott decorated these. But I think he'd storm in here right now and set me straight. Yeah, I did that. I did all that. What? All right. So the decorating needs some work. A thought was, and the way I'd seen these done, the recipe I saw, she actually sprinkled hers with powdered sugar. And then she did a little bit of decorating with icing too. And they were adorable. But I thought I had powdered sugar and couldn't find any. So I didn't powder sugar them. I think maybe for my purposes, I'd be better off to just powdered sugar them. I also learned a little trick about not letting them puff up too much. So I have to work on that a little bit. But yeah, this is it. This is this is how they turned out. So needs work. Needs work for sure. I mean, that bear does not look happy to be here. He looks terrified. He wants to know what the hell just happened to him. And those buttons? No, he says they're blood. Yeah, they're probably blood. Yeah, I maimed him. So, there you go. Those are the cookies du jour. I'll put them in the chat room, too, so that you can see them. So, clearly, yeah, I gotta work a little on my skills. Or maybe just not try to have any. That might be better. However, on taste, texture, 10 out of 10. So I'm going to make these right because they are good enough to make. And to they make the cut for cookie day, even though they look this stupid. So we'll figure it out. Right? Nailed it. Oh, man. Hey, Kev. These are the things that happen. This is why I have a cookie girl. I have gifts and talents. They're not in decorating cookies. Or other, like, fine motor artwork, typically. But, that's okay. That's all right. I don't have to. But, yes, they do taste incredibly good. So, anyhow, I will finesse this recipe. I will, by God, figure it out. I just need them to not puff quite as much, so I think I know what to do about that now. Then I need to not decorate them at all, ever, for any purpose. Scott said, maybe, hey, Tara. Scott said, maybe, maybe ask someone else to decorate them. That's what this bitch said. Maybe there's someone else there that could do a nicer job. Well, I don't think it would be hard. I think that a blind dog could do a better job than what I just did. Luca, I'm tapping you in. It's up to you now. Okay. Well, there you go. But I wanted to share something else I made that I'm a little more proud of. We're working on getting our Grinch costume together for our big 12-foot Skelly. And the big Skelly dog, he's going to be Max, so... Jane, they're puff pastry and filled with Nutella. That's literally all they are. And then you just egg wash the tops and bake them. The tricks are in how much you refrigerate the dough and cool the dough and stuff. Like, I think I didn't cool it enough when I baked them. I also think I didn't roll it out. Well, I know I didn't roll it out at all. And now I think I would roll it out by a little bit just so they're not so tall. Because then they kind of popped open and... Also, maybe used a little bit too much Nutella. So, anyway, this is why we practice, right? Anyhow. So, on the Skelly. So, we're making a costume for the Skelly that's a Grinch costume. And we are making a big horn to put on the head of the Skelly dog. And then he's also getting a scarf and a new tag that says Max on it, you know. The Grinch and Max, but there's another small Skelly, like a 5-foot Skelly that was out there for Halloween that's just still out there. She's mounted on a board and it's just standing there. So I was like, you know, it would be kind of cute to do her up too. We either need to put her away or she should be, you know, she should be dressed up as well, right? So I give you Miss Cindy Lou Who. Listen to me. That wig was really hard to do. No, I bought the wig. I didn't make it, obviously. But just doing her hair to try to get, like, the loops in her hair and stuff. Holy cow. Anyway, that was as good as I could do. I also had to trim her bangs, and that's kind of appalling, too. I just gnawed them off with dull scissors. So sorry about that, Cindy Lou. But here she is, Miss Cindy Lou. Dress courtesy of Goodwill. The rest of her accoutrements courtesy of the Dollar Tree. So there you go. All righty. Oh, here's a better look at her face, too. So you can see the loops in her hair. Yeah. I did try the wig on first. I decided I'm not a blonde. The eyebrows are just too dark. It looked weird. But she's great. So, I've been reading this book series. I told you about it a while back, but it's called the ACOTAR series, the Court of Thorns and Roses series by Sarah Moss. It's Kara and I are both reading this series. Basically, we're calling it fairy smut. That's what it is. It's fairy smut. Okay. So, but the setting, oh, the setting, the town, the city that they are protecting is called Valaris. And this is the, no, it's for Christmas. It's Cindy Lou Who. Anyway, Valaris is the city of Starlight, and it's this magical place, and everyone wants to go there as badly as we want to go to Hogwarts, right? So I saw these advent calendars that are for Valaris. They're the ACOTAR series advent calendar, and I was like, that is so cool. I have to have it. I ordered one for Kara, too, cause since we're both reading these books, I'm like, I'll give her an early Christmas present. These are so cool. Well, it took a long time to come, like a really long time. And that's okay. It's whatever. They're about $25 a piece, which is pretty normal for an advent calendar. So, you know, I'm not expecting a lot, but still, you know, something kind of decent, right? So it came. And this is what it looks like. Oh, it's like this cute little village. All the little boxes. Which is adorable. This is the best part of it right here. I was a little concerned because the graphics are quite blown out. Like they weren't printed at the right PSI. Which is weird for a professional set of something. But okay, that's all right. Whatever, it's fine. Little set. Cute, right? But then I started looking at the numbers on the steel, and I got a little bit confused because the numbers are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 24. So it's only odd numbers and we don't get 22. You don't get it. I'm sorry. It's not for you. So I was like, oh no, this seems a little off. So I did what anybody does. I went to the internet and I looked up the ACOTAR advent calendar and the videos that came up of people who had been scammed into buying this piece of shit, because apparently the first one, the original one, is not even in print anymore, but it was like $200 and it was full of really cool things, nice things. Okay, fine. That's fine. I probably was not going to pay $200 on an advent calendar. So it's fine. We got this. You guys, the stuff inside of this is what? So Kara and I are opening them every day. Well, no, every other day, and sending each other. They're exactly the same. But So I'm going to share with you some of the things that have come in the advent calendar. The first day, I don't have those in here. I wish I did. They were a pair of children's Christmas socks that look like they maybe say Merry Christmas in a different language. Or no language. I'm not really sure. It says something. They definitely won't fit me or probably anybody I know. So that was day one. Well, sorry, that was day two. Let's get this right. Day four was this handy dandy little sheet. You'll never be able to see them. I'll try. This cute little sheet of, I guess they're cute, of temporary tattoos. They are, by and large, not in English. There is one right here that says, "We the People," in like the constitutional script. Other than that, they are not English words, and I don't really know what they say, but that's what it is right there. I thought about putting every one of them on just out of protest, maybe even sticking them on my face, but that was day four. Day six actually did a tiny bit better. Day six is this little set of earrings. They're leaves. They're gold. They're probably nickel. Paint them with nail polish, right? They're kind of cute. I could see myself wearing these maybe. And they're these cool leaves. I could see that, like with fairies, you know, nature magic. Okay, yeah, yeah. That fits. So I had high hopes. Maybe things are getting just a little bit better. Maybe? Well, no. Day six rolled around. No, day eight, sorry. Day eight rolled around. And this is what I got. This tiny little hair clip right here. More for like a Shih Tzu, maybe? Or a small child? Oh, actually, you know. Oh, well, that's not going to work out. I was going to say, I am having a hair problem. Maybe I should use it right now. But now it's on the floor. That's okay. And then we got around to day 10 today. I got this scoop. It's plastic. I don't really know. I don't know what it's for. But I don't know what to do with this. Also, I'm a little bit afraid of it. Like, what's it made out of? Is this safe? Can I go, like, poke this in my coffee tin? Or is it gonna, like, poison me slowly? I don't really know. Maybe I'll take it down to the glass room. That's a better idea. I'll take it down to the glass room. I could use something, right? This actually, I bought them from Amazon. I should have known, though, because by the time they came to me, the Amazon seller had deleted their account. Couldn't even leave them a bad review. Anyway, so that's what today is. So I'll keep you posted on the rest of the month. But so far, this is what I have gathered. What the hell? I'm so entertained by the whole thing. Yeah, I'm not that mad. I just think it's funny. I mean, it was a big waste of $50 for sure. But, you know, life goes on. Where Kara and I are enjoying it immensely. Yours were Amazon sales too, Jane. She said she got a couple of ripoffs recently too. Ugh. I did buy some paints, some watercolors off of Facebook that were beautiful. When I got them here, the whole thing is like this big. The little teeny, like, cakes of watercolors are like tiny, itty bitty. I haven't used them yet because they were a Christmas gift. I did buy myself a set, but I bought them also for my sisters because I feel like everybody needs more opportunities to be creative just for fun. But so I did quite a bit of my gifts this year, actually creative use your hand endeavors. Yeah. Right, Spirit? What? I know. Yeah. The tiniest little watercolor paint or tablets you've ever, like the little cakes you've ever seen in your life. They do look pretty and shimmery, though, so I'm hoping they'll deliver anyway, but I probably ought to sit down and play with those this week, too, so that if they really suck, I can get a new plan together real soon. Merry Christmas. Here is this miniature dollhouse size set of watercolors. They're supposed to be really cool because they're so glittery and neat. I don't know. This all comes because I just hate shopping in person so much. I don't hate shopping in person. No, yes, I do. It just hurts my legs too much. I have really good leg days and I have really bad leg days. And on bad leg days, I don't have much, you know? And doing things like, oh, walking in and out of the Boise State games, by the time we get to the car, my legs are shaking. Like they're barely holding me up. So I would rather shop online. I'm happier. Way happier. But anyway, you know, shit happens. We get taken here and there. But it's all fine. It's probably good. But I'm probably, now that I'm speaking to myself about this, probably right that I ought to get those watercolors out and play with them this week so that if they just really suck, I could buy nicer sets locally and then give those too as like maybe kind of a here's some more paints like for highlighting for the glittery effect, but here's like real paints for to not completely suck. That part too. Okay, just jumping over into the other chat room real quick, and then we're gonna move on to Luminous. Hey, Karen, got a lot to share over there as well. Okay. Next week, by the way, will be the Winter Solstice edition. I can't decide. I'm very torn. Do I do a Christmas Eve show? And do the giveaway show that day, or do I do it next week? There's a part of me that really wants to do a Christmas Eve show. But we host on Christmas Eve, and so it's going to be a very busy day for me. So it seems kind of silly to push myself that hard. But at the same time, that seems like the best day for the giveaway show. I don't know. I can't decide. I guess I need to think about it. Probably talk to Scott and see what he thinks. I guess my next question is, if I do a Christmas Eve show, are you guys even going to be around, or is it kind of a waste? Because that would be the giveaway show, and I wouldn't. Maybe that's stupid, because you guys are going to be gone and traveling and stuff. Some of you won't, though. Oh, good Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm going to think it over. I'll let you know later this week on Facebook what my decision is. So it might be. I don't know. It might be. Next week might be winter solstice and the Christmas giveaway show. We'll see. Okay. Oh, Jane. Oh, yes. To back up. Yes. The tea dog in the UNLV story. There is. Yes. So, yeah. The tea dog. Yeah. It's a dog. It's a black lab. By tea, I meant she stays on the sidelines with a trainer. And every time the team kicks off, their tea is out in the middle of the field. Once the play is over, then they send her out to the middle of the field and she gets the tee and takes it back. So she's the tee dog. They actually, I think this is the third tee dog over the years, and they're from the same breeding line and the same people that breed the dogs and train them. And they also have a horse. Not that gets teased, don't get me wrong. They just have, because they're the Boise State Broncos, so they have a horse that they ride out with the American flag before the game starts, which is also very cool. She races her around on the blue and it's awesome. But that's what I meant by tea dog. Yeah. Okay, Tara says, don't stress yourself over Christmas Eve's show, but I'll show up if you do. Okay, Spirit thinks it would probably be a waste. I'm kind of afraid of that. I'm afraid if I do that, then most of you guys probably aren't going to be here. And I had some cool things to give you. So, okay, let's do this. Let's make the decision to just do it next week. So next week will be, I think that's right. Next week will be the Christmas giveaway show and the winter solstice show. Yes. Yeah. What if I am too busy on Christmas Eve? You're right. Be kind to myself. There's no reason for this. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I know. That poor girl, Jane. Seriously. Yeah. Also, the poor goalpost, because after the game, the student body tore down the north end zone goalpost and threw it in the Boise River. My girls were a part of it. It's what they do. Yep. Right. What if Christmas Eve comes and I was just like stupidly busy? I would do a show. If I said I was going to do it, I'd do it. There's no way I would not. But still, you're right. You're right. Okay. However, absolutely expect me on New Year's Eve. There isn't any reason why I wouldn't be available to be here on New Year's Eve. So I definitely will be. Okay. All right, so let's move on to Luminous. I put a link in both chat rooms. You may have already received it. All right. I did Christmas cardinals. I love cardinals in the winter. Only the pictures of them because we don't have cardinals around here. When I was in Tucson last March, I was sitting in the car in between games, actually talking to a One Two Listen client on the phone. And what did I see? A male and female cardinal flitting around a tree together. I was awestruck. I was so excited. I had never seen cardinals in person before. So I screamed. I didn't. I was talking to a client, but I was like, "Oh, no!" It was so amazing. So anyway, Christmas cardinals I think are perfect. They're so pretty. Okay. I just realized I don't actually have the cover on this screen. Here you go. I think I'm still messed up by those cookies. Oh, Jane said cardinals remind me of my mom. She had them in her yard and we love to watch them. Oh, I love that. They're so special. I didn't know until last week. Last week I had put a picture, a video on my Facebook. I realized I haven't shared it with you guys, of magpies playing out in the feeder. And I was surprised when people commented and said that they do not have magpies where they live. I guess that's a little naive on my part. I guess I should have known that. But I did not know. So let me share my magpies with you. That's going to upload really quick. So my crows are gone for the winter. They don't stay. And but the magpies do. They never leave. So I have the magpies and still the neighbor cats that come over here and eat the cat food. Okay. Trying to put this video up in the Facebook chat, but it's I'll give it a minute. Hopefully it uploads so that I can. Okay, I think it's there. All right. Well, let's go back here. Aren't they pretty? Now, the video does not do their iridescence justice. Their wing feathers are black, but they're iridescent, so they're very bluish in the right light. But in that video, you couldn't really tell. But so, in case you guys don't have magpies and know how magical they are, that's what they look like. They're so cool. All right. So I called this week the Comfort and Joy Edition because I hope for you that your coffee's hot, your feet are warm, and that joy will always be swirling around you. Then I wrote an article about finding your joy during the holidays, because the holidays are, I think, a time that can be really hard sometimes to experience joy. And partly, I think, because of this Hollywood or Hallmark movie idea of what the holidays are supposed to look like or what joy is supposed to look like. And it's just not real. I have an ex-brother-in-law who all of his expectations of life seem to be kind of based on a false idea of what the world is like. Really more based on what he'd seen on TV and in movies. And he was always disappointed. It didn't matter what happened, what experience he did have, he was disappointed with it because it wasn't the thing it was supposed to be. And he generally is disappointed in life. And unfortunately, I think he's probably still very much the same way. But it was a real message, I think, to me. It was a lesson to me that life's not perfect. Life is messy as hell. But there is joy in the little things and sometimes the big things. But you can always bloom where you're planted and find some things to be joyful about for yourself. So here are some thoughts on that. Oh, Spirit said she wishes crows left here, but not for winter, but forever. They're trolling my dogs and me. They do that. Yeah. I watched a video last night of a guy on the internet. I don't know if you've ever seen his videos, but he did this whole like squirrel course in his backyard that the squirrels had to get through all of these challenges so they could get to the treats. I don't know if you've seen his videos, but he has crows that have been stealing his DoorDash. So they watch when he gets DoorDash. As soon as the Dasher walks away, they hit his food. So he's been trying to find some ways to deal with them. And now, so he found some people who have an indoor crow. She was gorgeous, white. She had some white on her. Big, like more like a raven to me, but beautiful, beautiful bird. And so he set up this whole series of obstacle courses that she had to go through in order to get to some Chick-fil-A nuggets. And holy cow, it was amazing! My God, she was smart. I could not believe it. So go to YouTube and look for Crow Obstacle Course. You should find it if you want to watch that. It was a delight, an absolute delight, but lots of fun. So, anyway, moving on. So back to Luminous into my article. So, just some ideas about how you experience joy from a spiritual perspective. Start with gratitude as your foundation, always. Gratitude is a spark plug for joy. It really is. And starting with gratitude, again, for the big things, the small things, the nearly un hard to the nearly invisible things, but just the things for you that spark gratitude. And again, this doesn't have to be something that anybody else might even notice or be grateful for. This is your experience only. Simplify and prioritize what feeds your soul. That's a really important one. Simplify if you need to or want to. Do the things that you want to do and don't worry about the rest. Practice intentional generosity. This is an important one. And again, this isn't about giving more than you have, ever, ever. It could just be feeding the birds, right? It could be being kind. It could be recognizing when somebody else needs a shoulder to cry on or somebody to talk to. It could be a larger thing or a financial thing. You do what is right for you and what works for you. But intentional generosity is a great way to boost up the happy hormones in your brain and create joy. Ground yourself in the present moment. This is a big one because the holidays are so sentimental and they can create either feelings of absolute despair and sadness, or they can create feelings of joy, and they can create feelings of homesickness or grief or absolute rage. I depends on how what the situation is, right? How you were raised, what you're thinking about, what's going on. But staying present in the present moment is a good way to amp up the joy factor. Create sacred rituals for joy. And this isn't just for the holidays. This is any time, right? It could be lighting a candle or burning a little bit of incense or meditating or reflecting or manifesting or writing something down or reading something that fills your soul. You decide what it is, right? This is for you. It's about you. Release what doesn't serve you. This is a biggie. It's easier said than done, but finding a way to start releasing the things that don't serve your soul. The people, the situations, the self-talk, letting go of the things that don't serve your soul. And then I made a long list of things that might spark some joy during the holidays. Savoring your favorite holiday treats. Decorating your space. To me, it's all about the lights. I love twinkle lights, little lights. We finally put permanent lights on our house this year. Been seeing other people do this. They're the LEDs that, like, they don't hang down. You don't see them. They're up in your eaves, and you can change the lights on them to anything, whatever colors you want, whatever, like, there's an app for them. And I've wanted these for a while. Scott and I finally installed them last week. Heavy on Scott installing. me standing at the bottom of the ladder, handing things and sweeping off the house so that everything would stick. And I mean, you know. But Scott definitely did the heavy lifting. But I'm so excited about them. But for me, it's lights. In the house, out of the house. Lighting is everything. But decorating your space in some way. Listening to uplifting music. If holiday classics are it for you or something completely else. But that's a great way to spark some joy. Spending quality time with loved ones. Of course. Giving to others. Watching holiday movies, if that fills you up. Walking in nature. Creating something festive. Enjoying quiet moments. This one especially. I can remember when my kids were little, putting up the Christmas tree, and before bed, they just wanted to lay under the tree. They'd go get their pillows and blankets, and they'd lay under the tree until they absolutely had to go to bed. But, you know, there didn't need to be any music or movie or anything. There didn't need to be anything. They just loved to lay under the tree and look at the lights. And I can remember doing that when I was a kid. And so I'd always let them do that. But me too. I used to love waking up in the morning to that tree and having some quiet time with my coffee. I don't really put up a tree much anymore because of the sheer chaos that is pigs and a basset hound. And having a tree is hard. And also, there's no kids here anymore. It just doesn't seem that worth it. So I have a little tree that goes on a table, and that's enough for me. It's not worth the hassle. Acts of kindness. Just the random acts of kindness. This is just doing what we should do usually, right? Smile at a stranger, a safe-seeming one. Hold the door open. Pay for somebody's coffee. Just, you know, be nice. Dressing for the season. Does it make you feel good to put on your Christmas tree earrings or your cozy sweater or your ugly sweater or your fuzzy socks or whatever it is? Dressing for the season sometimes can just spark a lot of joy, make you feel happy. Reconnecting with spiritual practices. Meditate, pray, reflect. Read a good book. Oh my gosh. Every year, when Christmas rolls around, I start wanting to read like The Angel Tree or The Christmas Box or Christmas Shoes. Oh my God. I love all of those books. I haven't read any of them this year. I probably won't because they all make you cry. And I don't need that, any more of that this year. But maybe I should find a different Christmas book that isn't so goddamn sad. Playing with pets or children. Writing a gratitude list. Snuggling up. trying something new, you know, like some cookies, if you can decorate them. Laughing until you cry. Watch funny videos, swap stories with friends, or let yourself giggle at the season's quirks. Definitely that. Reflecting on the year. Journal or think about personal growth and meaningful moments. Reflecting on the year is important, and we kind of get into that more the week after Christmas and as we head into the winter solstice. But reflecting on the year is important work. And dreaming about the future. This is a great time to start thinking about what you want the next year to look like for you. So, thinking about that and everything else that brings joy to you, or anything else, because again, this is just my list, and I'm suggesting my list to you, but you have your own. You know what brings joy to you. Or if you don't, maybe this is a good time to learn. All right, my tip this week is about Yuletide traditions, taking a look at why things are the way they are, thinking about wreaths. So wreaths were used in pagan solstice rituals along with the ancient Druids, Celts, and Romans who hung wreaths. So typically the circular shape of the wreath was meant as a symbol of victory, honor, and the continuing cycle of life that is to come after the shortest day of the year. Hang a wreath on your door to celebrate the coming of the winter solstice. I have not put a wreath out this year, so today it is my every intention to walk out to our storage shed and get my wreath out. Absolutely. Especially now that I'm like, oh, yeah. I really like to lean into the pagan traditions around this time of year because it's just more who I am. Christy's energy exercise this week is the Divine Spark. Just a good one to help recharge you. Lots of crime over at True Crime Squad, rest assured. There always is. Jamie Dawn has a brand new video talking about harnessing the potential of this year, of the end of this year, of the winter solstice. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. And there you have it. That is Luminous this week. So hopefully you found a gem or two in there to help you along your way. I'm going to jump into the other chat room here quick. Okay. Alrighty. So it looks like 1-2 Radio as a whole, next week will be our last week until the second week of January. But you'll find some hosts that are self-produced that might still do a show. So you can just kind of watch for that. But after next week, you should expect us to be down. So I don't think it's the 17th. It's the end of next week, I believe. So that would be the 20th. I don't know. I'm not positive on that. We'll have to watch for that. But sometime next week will be it for the year for us. Okay. Looks like we still have a few minutes for reading. So if you would like a reading, please throw it up in the chat room. I see something here from Sarah. I'll get to you, Sarah. Jackie said, I had a seagull that took my 5-year-old sandwich right out of her hand. Oh, yeah, they will. When Scott and I were on our honeymoon, we were at SeaWorld in California, and there was this big pool of dolphins that you could buy a little thing of fish and feed the dolphins. And when you buy the fish, they warn you. You have to keep it covered, be really careful. The seagulls will try to steal it from you. Okay, fine. So, you know, Scott and I are over there covering our little fish and feeding them, you know, and I know. And my feelings about SeaWorld are very different now than they were then, so please forgive my you know, forgive that if you know what I'm talking about. But at any rate, so there was this guy next to us that, like, dude was having the best day of his life. He was just having a blast. feeding those dolphins his fish. He's petting dolphins. Like, this is the best thing ever. He's laughing and just, you can tell, like, this is like a bucket moment for him. I don't know if he didn't get the message or he didn't believe the message, but he just had his fish out like this. Like, he wasn't guarding them, protecting them, covering them at all. And suddenly, this seagull swooped in, landed on his arm, bit him so hard that he just threw his fish in the air. They hit the ground and they were gone like that. Like, the seagulls just hit it. And this guy looked like somebody had just absolutely, well, taken away his birthday. Ruined Christmas. They had. Also, he was bleeding. Oh my gosh. It was terrible. And who laughed? I laughed. Because things like that, it shocked me. Scott was ushering me out of there like, shut up. No, it was awful. I am terrible. It shocked me so much. But so yeah, I feel you, Jackie. Yeah, they'll do things like that. But yeah, that seagull made him bleed, you guys. He had like a beak mark, like a V here and here on his wrist where he was just bleeding. Poor guy. I hope they at least gave him more fish and kind of gave him a little warning so he could try again. But it's not funny. But it was kind of funny. It is a tad scary. Yeah. Sarah said, if there's time, can I get a reading or a card? My grandma passed away a few months ago and I'm really struggling. Sarah, I am so sorry. Let's pull a few cards for you. And let's do a little work on your heart chakra too. Spirit, yeah, definitely. Anything specific you want me to look at? Or did you just want a card? Okay, Sarah. Oh, hello, Laura. Okay. All right, so Sarah, here's what the cards are showing me. First of all, the first card is the third eye chakra, which is a good indication that this is time to lean into your intuition and your spirit. And I think also for you, because you're really reaching out for her, right? You're really kind of needing to feel your grandma. Maybe have a dream about her, have an experience, have something that gives you some peace. And so I'm going to do a little work to help you balance your crown chakra, because I think your grief is kind of keeping you a little thick and it makes it hard for you to have those experiences. So I want to help you with that. The other piece is the waiting game. And that's pretty common too, because honestly, right now you're being asked to be patient, let time do its work, and that sucks and it's hard to do. But the waiting game does come up as a part of what you need to know right now and what you need to understand. Is that this is a process that is going to take some time. But the last card is the positive movement forward card. I suspect that by the time you get through January and into February, you're going to find yourself shifting into a place where you're doing quite a lot better. I think the holidays are going to be a little hard. I think they're going to be a little sad. I think there'll be joyful moments. I think that you will have plenty of things to also appreciate and experience, but I also think that there's a little sadness in that. And a little grief in that, because you're missing a part of your world. And that's okay too. Let yourself have that. Let yourself have those moments. You need them. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to, don't worry about making everybody else sad. That kind of nonsense. Everyone else is feeling it too. So if you allow yourself to feel it, you let everyone else feel it too. And that's a good thing. It's a healing thing. So let's do some quick work. I just want to clear some of that heaviness up out of your heart. And then I want to balance your third eye. I'm going to clear some fog out of that third eye so that you can be a little bit more in tune to what's going on around you so that you can get a sign from her because she's all around you. I just feel like the trauma of losing her is still haunting you a little bit. So do your best to step back from that a little, back to better times. And really think about things that she would want you to remember about her and about your experiences with her. Okay, that third eye is better. I'm sorry, dang it. It sucks. Okay. Spirit said a reading of why everyone has left me and that the complete isolation and the ongoing harassment has me had to leave my property in a few weeks with nowhere safe to go. Will I find a way to stay and install a tiny home? I love it here, alone or not. It's somewhere on this earth I can call home, but not for long. Legally, I won't be allowed to stay. I'm sorry. Let's pull a few cards for you too, Spirit. I still feel like you might find a way to be able to stay and put up your tiny home. I feel like there may still be a path forward there, so I don't want to take all your hope away because I think there is still a potential for that. I mean, obviously, you need some advocacy, so I'm hoping that you have got some advocacy. If not, that you're taking a look. Right, so the cards are movement, choices, and decisions. That's the spot you're at right now, obviously, and trying to find a way to legally stay and be able to have what you need to do. Wisdom. I think at this point, really, just the wisdom to make the correct moves when you need to. Part of that, I think, is really being kind of tactical, you know, and not letting yourself get baited or upset in moments that could be harmful to you. And then power. This is the power struggle. And unfortunately, this is the thing that's happened to you in the past is power struggles that seem impossible to win. Again, if you can get some legal advocacy, I feel like that's your very best option right now to see what you can do and push that direction. So what I'm going to do for you is just throw a lot of energy behind you being successful in this. Yeah. She said she wants to thank her foster dad for having given her the opportunity to be in this property for the last few months. Definitely. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, guys, that's it. We've talked down to the end of the show. I want you to know that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every day doing readings, healings, mediumships, animal communication. I'll help you in any way that I can. Absolutely. But that's where it's at. www.1212listen.com. And I'm there daily. If you come over and I'm not there, just do a callback request or a scheduled call that I get a text that lets me know that somebody needs me. And I will do everything I can to get back to a spot where I can sign in and speak to you as soon as I can. So that's how it works. And I do work every day. You'll even see me there on Christmas Day. That's what I do. You guys are a part of my family. You're an extended part of my family, and I have every intention of being there for you in any way that I can. So that's what we do. All right, you guys. Well, Have a very good week. Be kind to yourselves. Above all else, be kind to yourselves, right? You deserve it. All right. Well, this has been yet another edition of the Katie Weaver Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.